Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Does anybody have any questions?
Not really, I guess.
No.
Well, we'll give it a few more minutes, see if somebody else comes online.
Okay.
When you say, Hannah, when you said not really, is there something you're thinking about?
Well, I was wondering what Kiryat Shema meant, but then I found the answer. I realized that was the root of Koreh, which is to read. So it was really just the word reading the Shema.
Right.
So that was going to be one of my questions. The other, you and I discussed a little bit the other day when we were talking about the two trees, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which, of course, you know, is one tree. And I told you that I kept seeing the image of the tetragrammaton in vertical position, but I didn't say anything because I felt like the people who were questioning you didn't quite understand, and it took quite a bit of clarification for you to get it across. And I was going to send you that question today. Would you talk about that particular body image of the tetragrammaton? But I was supposed to have had a procedure today on my back, and then they canceled at the last minute, but my day was gone getting ready for it, and so that's why I didn't get around to sending you the question.
Understand. I believe somebody else came on. Perhaps they have a question. You have a question, Jackie?
Not really.
Okay, then I will talk a little bit about the glyph that looks like a human body composed of the four letters of the tetragrammaton. And for those who are not familiar with it, the head is the yud, which kind of looks like a head in the sense that the right angle or the curve of the yud, you can kind of fit a head into that image. Then there's the hay, the upper hay, which represents the chest and the two arms. And then there is the vav that is actually written into the chest with a little tip pointing out at the bottom, representing the yesod, the male organ. And then the lower hay, with the top line of the hay representing the pelvis, and then the two sides of the hay representing the two legs. And that is essentially a glyph or the tetragrammaton in the shape of a human body. And it's also a glyph representing the ten sephirot, because as we teach in the basic classes, when we teach it in the Rabbi Ashlag's four phases, we have these four letters represent the 10 Sephirot. The Yud represents the tip or the Yud represents Chachmah, with the Keter being the tip of the Yud. The upper He represents Bina. The Vav represents the sixth Sephirot in Zeranpin, which is Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. And Yesod being the tip of the Vav. And then the lower He being Malchut. So all of these glyphs, you have the Star of David, you have the glyph with the ten circles in the three columns. You have the glyph of the, in the Torah itself, the Song of the Sea and the Song of Hazinu all represents different glyphs of the Tree of Life. The Tree of Knowledge, Good and Evil is a mirror image of the Tree of Life. The difference is that in the Tree of Life, the left column is connected and accepts the dominance or the restraint or the thought processes of the right column. And in the Tree of Knowledge, Good and Evil, which is also the Tree of Death, the opposite of the Tree of Life, the right column accepts the dominance or the consciousness or the thought process of the left column. So all of the glyphs are pointing the same thing. There's also a glyph that is just composed of circles. There's also a glyph composed of a cube, which is referred to as the cube of space. All of these different glyphs, and the word for glyph means a diagram. All of these glyphs represent the 10 Sephirot in one form or another. And what Rabbi Ashlag tells us, if you just look at one of the glyphs without being aware of the others, you're not making a full connection. You're going to be confused. Ultimately, as you study these Sephirot, you're going to become confused. Was that kind of what you were looking for, Chana, or was it
Yes.
something more specific and directed?
No, I think that's okay.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class on the Parsha of Chaye Sarah. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.